So America is dealing with a pandemic. We're dealing with unemployment. We're dealing with racism. Some minority business owners are really, really suffering from both the riots and COVID-19 pandemic. So Steve, let's go to the phones, talk to the people.
All right, everybody. You know, during this time that we're all coping with in so many different ways, we decided to take some calls and just hear from some of our listeners. We don't have a topic. The topic is just what's going on in this world today. I mean, it's all the same thing. I mean, you know, a moment ago it was COVID-19, which was the conversation, and now I think we've gotten on to something that's equally as important, and it's starting to have a more resounding effect on more people than I even thought it would, which is going to be a good thing for the cause. So we're going to go to some of our listeners on the phone. Let's go to our first caller. This is Steve Harvey. Who is this?
Hi, Steve. This is Maya Sly, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Maya. Hey, listen, you're a business owner here. How is this affecting you, and what would you like to say?
I would say Jesus be a barbed wire fence right now, because this is a lot. I have been through an economic downturn. I've been through the recession. I've been through 2-3 Republican administrations as a business owner, and I can tell you I've never seen anything like this. This is crippling.
Now, I know for a lot of the businesses, before we got these people out in the streets, the pandemic has closed so many businesses. Is your business closed? You don't have to give the name of it, but what type of business do you have, and is it closed, and what do you foresee happening? What's your thought?
Well, I can tell you this is my 10th year in business, and with this brand, I've owned salons for over 20 years, since 1999. I moved to Atlanta in 1998. And when I tell you, we felt and have always felt like the streets were paved with gold. This is not a political city. This is not a city like New York, Chicago, Detroit, L.A. The cost of living was that for entrepreneurs. So if you could see it and believe it, you can have it. This is not reality television, Atlanta, because I've been on reality TV, and I know what that looks like. But this is real business people who, if you set your mind to something and you had a dream, you could accomplish it, and it was not stagnant based on politics, and the cost of living allowed it to be that. But this pandemic was nothing anybody could have prepared for in any way, shape, or form. This is not like the housing crisis. This is not like the Great Recession, where you could blame people who have forecast or over-leveraged. This was something that was beyond our control. And I'm in the beauty business where we can't stay 6 feet away. You have to touch people. And my salons and businesses have been closed since March 23rd. We opened 3 weeks ago, and to 15% of the revenue that we normally do during this time of the year, which is our busiest time of the year, which is prom season, which is tax season, which is Mother's Day. Every major holiday before June is our biggest time of the season. And our business was at zero. And it was, if I hadn't been the type of business that I am, my employees wouldn't have received a dime, because my employees are actual employees. They're not subcontractors. They're employees. So if it weren't for the federal government stepping in and giving the extra $600 on top of the basic unemployment that they get, they would have been homeless. And this is disheartening. It's sad. It's troubling. And all of this is too much. Too much.
Wow.
For anybody.
I understand that. And, you know, we're pulling for you. We're praying for everybody to get through this. It's still going to be some challenges, even with the stimulus packages. And even when it gets back to a sense of normalcy, it's still going to be a bit. It's going to take a while to get back to normal. And I don't know what the new norm is going to look like either. I don't know if it's going to be.
It won't look anything like it ever looked before, I can tell you that. There will never be what we had before.
And you know what? I'm okay. I mean, things change. You know, life has changed.
Yep.
But maybe this will cause some other things to be looked at and everything. So hang in there. Hey, we really appreciate your call, Mia. And we pulling for you, sister. Thank you so much for the call.
All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.